This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day for the stock market. Go figure. We've gotten so accustomed to dreary reports. Today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 653 points, the S&P up 107 points, and NASDAQ up even more. So what is this about? Does this signal a turn, or is it just a one-time thing? It's related to the decrease, that's right, decrease in oil prices. And does that have something to do, why would oil prices decrease at a time when people are cutting off, the United States is, Britain is, our European allies say they will eventually, cutting off buying oil from Russia? And what about that economic weapon? Has it proven to be as effective as expected by our leaders? Less effective, more effective? Where? Nobody better to talk to on this than Peter Coy, who joins us again. He is a writer on economics for Opinion with the New York Times, and before joining the New York Times in 2021, he spent 32 years writing for Business Week and its successor, Bloomberg Business Week. Peter, first of all, are you a little bit surprised in a positive way about the ebullient stock market today?
Yeah, I am, but there is an explanation, which is hopes for a ceasefire agreement in Ukraine, and they've tried to put together some of these. I just heard on your station, you know, talk about that from somebody reporting live from the scene, and some of these have failed, but there's some thought that both Moscow and Kyiv have dialed back a bit on their negotiating positions, creating somewhat greater chance of a ceasefire. Not that it will happen, but markets respond to what might happen. They don't wait for the actual action. So I think that's the market's probably trying to get a little ahead of the news here.
Does it also mean, I mean, the big news from yesterday was President Biden saying yes to a lot of the loud voices of both parties in the Congress saying to cut off Russian oil.
I mean, I heard your intro on that. I think that the reason that that is not sort of pushing prices up is that really oil prices are set in a global market, and oil that the U.S. doesn't buy will be bought by someone else instead. So it's sort of displacing oil from one place to another. As long as what really matters is the overall supply and the overall demand for oil rather than who buys which particular barrel. So you'd be looking at, if you want to look at fundamental factors that would be pushing up oil, it'd be like, well, is this war going to end? Of course, is a huge one. But also, like, can the Saudis and the other OPEC nations be persuaded to increase production in the longer term? Could Venezuela come back online? Could be some kind of ideal for Iran to produce more? Those sorts of things would have a bigger effect on the supply of oil than what Biden might happen to announce.
And clearly, President Biden, I'm sure every waking moment in his life right now, he thinks at least a little bit about the upcoming midterm elections that are going to decide the fate of his presidency and the kind of presidency he's going to experience in his second 2 years. But given that, and given the problem of inflation, which is so acute, and Americans now are listing as their chief concern, is it possible to use sanctions as a weapon to get the Russians to pull back from their murderous and bloody and awful war?
Right.
Is it possible to fight inflation and to fight Russian aggression at the same time?
Well, you know, the Federal Reserve is the key player on that one, because they're in a really tough position. They have a meeting coming up next week where they're expected to raise interest rates. Pretty much they've said they're going to do that for the first time in a couple of years off the floor, near zero floor. You raise interest rates when you're trying to curb inflation, right, because you sort of cools off the economy and cools off demand. But the problem with high gasoline prices is that they hit consumers right in the wallet. They are here. So what you're doing is you're telling people, okay, you're spending more on gasoline, and now we're going to raise interest rates, which are going to hurt you in a different way in order to cause you to have less money around to buy gasoline and other things. So it's sort of an ugly situation to be in. I don't fault the Fed for wanting to raise rates at a time like this, but it's got a bunch of negative consequences. And, yes, it's going to definitely impinge on the economy heading into the midterm elections.
And I guess what I was asking about also is the impact of the sanctions. The sanctions are meant to hurt Russia.
Sure.
They apparently are doing that big time. But don't they also have the potential of hurting Americans?
Well, no. I'm sorry, I jumped over that. But, yes, that is, of course, correct. And Biden has been trying to prepare the public for that by saying, hey, this is going to hurt. Can't deny it. But it's something we have to do because we've got to do something for the people of Ukraine, and you know we're not ready to send in troops, so we do what we can.
And your estimation of, I know that Putin, who speaks about this all the time, basically says no problem, things are going along swimmingly in Russia. Obviously, not a totally reliable source of information.
That's the understatement.
Are the sanctions hurting as much as our policymakers believed?
I don't know more than the policymakers, but it does seem as though they're really, really pinching. And how could they not? I mean, they can't buy stuff. They can't sell stuff. They can't even do stuff domestically because, ironically, their economy is so tied to the West that they're not like China, which has a very substantial production of many, many different kinds of products. Russia produces oil, nickel, wheat, and other agriculture products, natural gas, a lot of commodities. Everything else they need for a modern economy, almost everything, they have to buy from other nations. And so they're extremely vulnerable to the sort of sanctions that are being put on now.
And McDonald's, Coke, Starbucks, they weren't pressed by the government. This is their own initiative, an act of conscience by some pretty big corporations, isn't it?
Yeah, Michael, I wrote about that in my newsletter today for the New York Times opinion section, that companies are going beyond what the government requires, which is pretty remarkable. It's not business as usual by any means, and I tried to figure out why that is. I think it's responding to public pressure. McDonald's came under a lot of pressure over that. But I think it's also CEOs and the boards of directors just kind of being human and saying, we got to do something here. This is just awful. We can't stop Putin by ourselves, but whatever we can do, we should do.
And one of the many, many reasons to read Peter Coy in the opinion section of the New York Times and at the website very prominently, but also one of the reasons for people to avoid the demonization of big corporations as all evil. I mean, sometimes they're on the side, often, of the good guys, because the good guys can make for a more profitable America. That's Peter Coy. You can get a link directly to his column that he mentioned from today. Go to michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. A solemn hymn in Lviv. What exactly are they singing and singing about? We'll get to that from the Ukraine coming up on the MedVed Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved show, the situation with the refugees in Ukraine, Axios reporting more than 2.1 million refugees have now fled Ukraine since Russia launched its unprovoked invasion. According to UN Refugee Agency data that's released today, the big picture, the UNHCR, that's the United Nations High Commission on Refugees, labeled the exodus the fast-growing refugee crisis in Europe, the fastest-growing refugee crisis in Europe since World War II, which is amazing. That the number of people fleeing topped 1.5 million in 10 days. Peace is the only way to halt this tragedy, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, said, driving the news, most Ukrainian refugees have crossed into Poland, and others have gone to Hungary, Moldova, Slovakia, and other European countries. Many have also fled to Russia. Now, you're asking, why are they doing that? Because when it comes to refugees, there are many people of Russian ethnicity, many primary Russian speakers who live in Ukraine. It's estimated it's a minority of the population, but it's a substantial population. And for people in that situation, this is what happens in war situations, especially when you're fighting in cities and you have one side that is bombing hospitals and blowing up bridges and schools and monuments. It's people, regardless of how they feel about the combatants, just want to get out of the way of the bloodshed. There was a moving moment, and again, it's in the midst of war, in the midst of the fog of war, it's gripping. There was a solemn hymn with a group in Lviv, which is a city in the western Ukraine, and the hymn they're singing begins, "When I'm dead, bury me in my beloved Ukraine," with a spot crowd of Ukrainians singing. Listen. And then elsewhere in Ukraine, in Kherson, which is the only regional capital that has fallen, which itself is a miracle. It's no one expected this. Not Kyiv, not Kharkiv, not Mariupol even, but Kherson. In Kherson, a crowd gathered around a Russian military squadron who were roughing up a protester. And the Russians then fire warning shots into the air. But yet another indication, if one was needed, that these are people who are determined to resist. Listen, this is clip 9. This is supposedly in one of the big cities that is completely under Russian control and subdued. Doesn't sound like that. This is President Biden making his announcement about the banning of Russian oil yesterday. President of the United States, clip 16.
Today I'm announcing the United States is targeting the main artery of Russia's economy. We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy. That means Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine. This is a move that has strong bipartisan support in Congress and, I believe, in the country. Americans have rallied to support the Ukrainian people and made it clear we will not be part of subsidizing Putin's war. We made this decision in close consultation with our allies and our partners around the world, particularly in Europe, because a united response to Putin's aggression has been my overriding focus, to keep all NATO and all of the EU and our allies totally united.
Okay, and then he was asked by a reporter about the impact on gas prices, which is, of course, on the minds of every single American. Here is President Biden, clip 17.
It's going to go up. Can't do much right now. Russia is responsible.
Okay, what he's saying, it's tough to hear with the helicopter in the background. He's asked what's going to happen to gas prices. His response, it's going to go up. Duh. And Russia is responsible. And meanwhile, we are in talks with all kinds of countries that are not so savory, including Venezuela, which could increase its oil production, and particularly Iran. Part of the reason that they've continued to stumble on, and it's a huge mistake in my opinion, to make that new nuclear deal with Iran, is that Iran could kick in more in terms of oil supplies. It would definitely help their economy and would help consumers here who are paying too much for gas. So this is Senator Bob Menendez, Senator Democrat from New Jersey. Was the Democrat upset about Biden trying to cut a deal with Maduro, the leftist Marxist dictator of Venezuela, about oil? Clip one.
I understand the economic consequences that the president is trying to avoid for the American people. I share that concern. But there's places like Mexico, the United Arab Emirates, Canada, as well as domestic production that has already been licensed, that should be able to offshoot the consequences of the loss of Russian oil. You don't have to go to a dictator that ultimately has created enormous consequences for his people, that kills people, that imprisons them, and for which President Biden extended the decree that declared Maduro and his regime a national security threat.
Okay, again, should it be possible to stand off Maduro at the same time that you're confronting Putin? More on that, and more on the new Don't Say Gay bill, so-called. We'll get to that and more coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
CIA Director William Burns, a former U.S. ambassador to Moscow who has studied Vladimir Putin for years, told the House Intelligence Committee he believes Putin will step up his efforts to crush Ukraine.
So he's gone to war, I think, on the basis of a number of assumptions which led him to believe that Russia faced a favorable landscape for the use of force against Ukraine this winter. He's been proven wrong on every count, and I think Putin is angry and frustrated right now. He's likely to double down. and try to grind down the Ukrainian military with no regard for civilian casualties.
Burns also told the committee that Putin's actions over the last 2 weeks are premeditated and savage. Gas prices around the nation continue to break records as today's AAA national average is at $4.25 a gallon. California is the highest state with $5.57 a gallon for gas, with some areas at over $7 per gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The Michael Medved Show. I do believe that we were talking before with Elliot Abrams and about the need for more national unity in the dealing with Vladimir Putin. And I think, except for a few people on the extreme left and the very, very extreme psychotic right, the Marjorie Taylor Greens and Paul Gosars of this world, there is a sense of national unity in terms of trying to back President Zelensky and the Ukrainian people. But there's still other things going on and areas where it seems to me people on the left are completely distorting part of what happens in this country. The Dateline Miami, the Florida Senate passed yesterday a bill that would restrict teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity in public schools, sending the measure to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who has signaled his support. Now, what I just read you was an opening paragraph from the Wall Street Journal, and it's not fair. Because the wording that they use, they say it would restrict teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity in public schools. They don't tell you the most important part until much later in the article. And it's the essential part of what this bill is. It is not to interfere with what kids learn or talk about or know in high school. It is applied to children way before puberty. This applies to kids. Now listen to this carefully. It applies to children from kindergarten until third grade. Now, I happen to know a kindergartner, soon-to-be kindergartner. Our oldest granddaughter starts in kindergarten in the fall. And she is no more capable or appropriate to talk about gender identity issues, then I don't know what the analogy would be. She is completely incapable. It's a ridiculous notion. And to pass a bill like this that says, okay, these issues come up. It's part of history. It's part of current events. All right, fine. But there is absolutely no reason to subject kindergartners to it. And basically what the bill says, and anyone who actually reads this Don't Say Gay bill, doesn't say Don't Say Gay. It says design whatever curriculums you have to be age appropriate. And what it specifies is that if it's not age appropriate, then the parents have recourse. They can sue based on this bill. Will they sue a lot? Will parents sue a lot? I don't think parents are sue happy on an issue like this. But if they find their children getting in school when they're in first grade, say, you know, you may think you're a little boy right now, but maybe you're really a little girl. And people don't know sometimes until they grow up. Are you kidding me? And should it not, parents not have the right to object to that sort of indoctrination? In any event, the rest of this piece from the Wall Street Journal, it says supporters of the legislation led by Republicans who control the Senate said it is aimed at asserting more parental control over children's education and barring inappropriate content from the classroom. Democrats, civil rights groups, and other opponents say the measure, which they call the Don't Say Gay bill, would censor discussion about lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people and isolate LGBT children who are vulnerable to bullying. How would it isolate those children? And again, it doesn't censor discussion about lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people at every age level. What it censures is that the discussions should be appropriate to the age and development of the kids. The bill passed the Senate 22-17 on Tuesday, nearly 2 weeks after the Republican-led House passed it 69-47. The Senate vote was largely along partisan lines, with two Republicans joining Democrats in opposing it. Just shows you they have a pretty comfortable control in the state Senate in Florida. The Republicans do. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said after the bill's passage, leaders in Florida are prioritizing hateful bills that hurt some of the students most in need. Okay, how does this hurt and penalize children who are in need? Isn't that an outrageous thing to say? That people in first grade and kindergarten need to have discussions about transgenderism? The bill prohibits instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity from kindergarten to third grade and bans it in later grades if it is not, quote, age-appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students. It prevents school districts from withholding information about a student's mental, emotional, or physical health, including potentially matters of gender identity, from parents. Okay. In other words, what it says is you cannot secretly be working with a child who has ideas about being transgendered without at least informing the parents that you're doing that. Why is that an unreasonable point? Wouldn't any parent, if you have a teacher who is discussing these issues with your children, wouldn't it be appropriate, since this has a real impact on their life and future, particularly if they're going to go through any kind of transition, and it allows parents to sue school districts over alleged violations of the bill. The legislation is one of several similar measures introduced in states, including Iowa, South Carolina, and Tennessee in the past year. This came up with Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, and he was asked by a reporter about the so-called Don't Say Gay bill, and here is how Governor DeSantis responded. Clip 8.
Education, what critics call the Don't Say Gay bill, is on the Senate.
Does it say that in the bill?
Know that you support.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill, because you are pushing false narratives. It doesn't matter what critics say.
Well, it says advance classroom instruction on sexual identity and gender orientation.
For who? For grades pre-K through 3.
I know you
so 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, and the idea that you wouldn't be honest about that and tell people what it actually says is why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives. And so we disabuse you of those narratives. And we're going to make sure that parents are able to send their kid to kindergarten without having some of this stuff injected into their school curriculum.
Okay, look, this is one of the reasons that, that frankly, Governor DeSantis is popular, because he combative, yes. But is it appropriate to be combative when basically there's even material in the Wall Street Journal that says this bill would isolate gay and transgendered or potentially transgendered youth? Meanwhile, speaking of isolating, they concluded the first trial over Capitol riot, and Guy Wesley Reffitt, 41, we've talked about him before. He was the one who had threatened his son, and his son had taped the threat because there was a whole falling out about his membership in the 3%ers Texas militia. We will bring you the latest on that, and also a charge against the leader of Proud Boys of conspiracy. I will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medved show yesterday, if you happened to catch the show, we were playing a special broadcast, our history program, about World War II, about some of the myths and misunderstandings and sometimes outright distortions about World War II. And some of it, I think it's important in terms of putting in the proper context the kinds of decisions and the kinds of policies that have to be shaped to confront what Elliot Abrams, who we spoke to earlier today, calls the new Cold War. If you didn't hear the whole program on the Second World War, if you didn't hear it yesterday, you can download it, and it's free for you if you're a MedEd Plus member. And the MedEd Plus member gives you, I've had a cost of 22 cents a day. That's really all it is. It's a total cost of $79 for a year's membership, full year. And every day in that year, you can download a different history program that you want, or listen to this show in a podcast version with out commercial interruption, and all available at the lowest price it's ever been. To go to our MedEd Plus membership, you can find it at michaelmedved.com, or you can find it at our history store, medvedhistorystore.com. That's medvedhistorystore.com. Okay, there was a little bit of history that was made yesterday with the guilty conviction that was returned on somebody we'd spoken about before. The guy's name is Guy Reffitt, and the verdict against him, and he was convicted literally less than 3 hours the jury was out. And for anybody who's ever been on a jury or been part of this process, a three-hour deliberation means that it was no question. I mean, that's kind of a slam dunk. It's like calling off a game in the first two innings. Oh, I miss baseball. But that's another story. In any event, a jury convicted a Texas man. That's the way he's being described. He's not just a Texas man. He's a Texas militia guy. He's a member of the Three Percenters, and the Texas Three Percenters, which apparently have some disagreements with Three Percenters in California and Florida. But in any event, A jury convicted a Texas man of obstruction and other charges for riling up the mob on January 6th last year, confronting police while armed and later threatening his children not to report him in the first trial of one of the more than 750 people who face charges related to the U.S. Capitol attack by pro-Trump rioters. While more than 200 others have pleaded guilty, hundreds more are fighting the charges. The verdict against Guy Reffitt could reverberate through many of the other cases as defendants weigh whether to take plea deals or continue to fight their charges. A Mr. Reffitt, dressed in a dark blue jacket and jeans with his hair pulled back in a ponytail, showed little emotion as the jury's verdict was read following roughly 3 hours of deliberation. Mr. Reffitt turned to look at his wife as she entered the courtroom after the verdict was read. They both pulled down their face masks and mouthed what appeared to be encouraging words to each other. Well, that's very nice. Over a four-day trial, prosecutors showed Mr. Reffitt speaking in apocalyptic terms about Washington lawmakers. They showed video showing that, indicating he believed they were corrupt and needed to be replaced. Now, nothing wrong with that. You're allowed to do that. That's not a criminal offense. But then there's this, that they need to be replaced, including through violent means, according to text messages and video clips. A lawyer for Mr. Reffitt described him as prone to hyperbole, stressed that he didn't assault anyone or enter the Capitol building himself, and disputed that Mr. Reffitt was armed that day, except they have video showing him with a gun in a holster, and they have somebody who testified, who drove up with him, who said that they both, each of them, brought their AR-15 because they expected to use it in the Capitol building because things were going, not in the Capitol building necessarily, but during their trip to Washington from Texas. Prosecutors had shown a jury a photo of Mr. Reffitt at the Capitol that appeared to show a handgun in a holster on his hip. Mr. Reffitt was charged with obstructing an official proceeding, civil disorder, a gun crime, and other obstruction counts for threatening his children. The verdict came hours after prosecutors said that Enrique Torrio, the leader of the right-wing Proud Boys, had been arrested on conspiracy and other charges related to the January 6th attack. Mr. Torrio was accused of developing plans with other members of the extremist group to storm the Capitol that day. Now, it's interesting. Am I tired of this stuff? I'm tired of it. But do I think that it is very, very important that they continue to prosecute these people? It is absolutely. Because you can't say, well, nothing really happened. The government went on okay. For people to come in armed, to battle police officers, to cause more than 140 serious medical injuries that needed hospitalization, hospital treatment, to cause that with the police officers who are trying to defend federal property and frankly, trying to defend our democracy, of course there has to be some punishment with this. Does this mean that I believe that people like Reffitt deserve the death penalty for treason? No, of course not. But he has to pay some penalty. The verdict against Mr. Reffitt early Tuesday afternoon, yesterday, marks a big win for prosecutors. More than 100 police officers were injured that day and caused... The riot caused more than $1 million in damages to the Capitol building. In testimony last week, Mr. Reffitt's son, Jackson Reffitt, described how he became concerned about his father's growing ties to a local right-wing militia group, the Texas Three Percenters, and his menacing language about lawmakers. He reported his father's behavior to the FBI on Christmas Eve 2020, saying he felt guilty for doing so. The elder Mr. Reffitt broke down crying while his son testified. A friend of Mr. Reffitt's who traveled with him to Washington, Rocky Hartle, also testified in exchange for immunity about how they had prepared for potential violence, bringing AR-15s on their trip. During his closing argument Monday, Mr. Reffitt's attorney said his client was guilty of only a single count of being on restricted grounds, but not of the other charges. The lawyer said that jurors should question key witnesses' motives for testifying. Prosecutors, meanwhile, had portrayed Mr. Reffitt as providing inspiration to other members of the mob to storm the Capitol and push past police lines. He himself had said in some of his text messages and preserved communications, Reffitt had said, "I was the tip of the spear." Mr. Reffitt himself isn't accused of making it into the building after officers fired pepper spray and projectiles at him. Now, as far as this Enrique Tarrio is concerned, it's also, it's pretty amazing. The indictment of Mr. Tarrio, the former Proud Boys leader, underscored the ongoing nature of the Justice Department's investigation and the continued focus on far-right groups. Unlike Mr. Rhodes of the Oath Keepers, Mr. Tarrio was not in Washington on January 6th, having been arrested 2 days earlier for vandalizing a Black Lives Matter banner at a black church in the city after a pro-Trump rally in December of 2020. Charged with a second crime, the possession of two high-capacity rifle magazines, he was ordered to leave Washington by a local judge as part of his release agreement. But federal prosecutors said on Tuesday that although Mr. Tarrio was not accused of physically taking part in the breach of the Capitol, he led the advance planning and remained in contact with other members of the Proud Boys during the storming of the building. According to the indictment, in December, he, an unnamed person, gave Mr. Tarrio a 9-page document titled 1776 Returns. The document set forth a plan to occupy crucial federal buildings. This is not a game. When you are planning some kind of violent demonstration that looks and sounds like an insurrection, there will be consequences. I hope soon, sometime soon, this matter is finished and resolved for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.